At the height of the UN mission in Liberia, up to 17,000 military and police personnel who have passed through the main compound of OMIO, where I am now. OMIO is currently implementing a phased drawdown of troops and a gradual handover of security responsibilities to the Liberian government. UN peacekeeping personnel from Nigeria, India, Jordan, and recently China have been providing VIP security functions to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and her deputy. But now those responsibilities have been transferred. OMIO Police Commissioner Gregory Hans spoke at an event to mark the handover.
I want to thank China's FPU command staff and its officers on your professionalism and diligence in support of the Executive Protection Service. I look forward to your ongoing professionalism to ensuring peace, stability is enduring in Liberia as we move towards the 30th of June, where the government will fully assume its security responsibilities.
Come 1 July, OMIO will still have 1,240 military and some 600 police on the ground. But these forces will only be used in what the mission has described as very extreme situations. For her part, the Deputy Director of the Government Executive Protection Service, Rose Tracker, commended OMIO for its service to the presidency.
A very big thank you to you for your sacrifice to our country. We appreciate you leaving the comfort of your homes, your families, to come here and serve our country. We have great respect for the work that you have done here, and we thank you wholeheartedly for that. We welcome you back to Liberia whenever you're free to come.
OMIO was established in 2003, following two civil wars during a period of 14 years between 1999 and 2003. Almost 250,000 people, mainly civilians, lost their lives. Law and order in the West African country completely broke down. Peace and stability has now returned to Liberia following those dark days. Liberians are now safer after key justice and security reforms were implemented by the government. The UN Security Council is expected to decide on the future of OMIO towards the end of 2016. After the eventual withdrawal of OMIO, the UN will continue to support long-term peace in Liberia. Romeo Togba at OMIO headquarters in Monrovia, Liberia.